ओम अज्ञानतिमिरांधस्य ज्ञानांजनशलाकय चक्षुर उन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्री गुरुवे नमः। श्री चैतन्य मनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूप कदा मह्यं ददाति स्वपदांतिकं। नमः ओम विष्णुपादाय कृष्ण प्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्ति वेदांत स्वामिनिति नामिने। नमस्ते सरस्वती देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देश तारिणे। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्त वृंद। हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे, हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे, हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। नाम संकीर्तनम यस्य सर्व पाप प्रणाशनम प्रणामो दुख शमनस्तम नमामि हरिम परम। आवर बिलवड श्रीमद भागवतम हैज कंक्लूडेड in the 23rd verse of the 13th chapter of the 12th canto with this final message that if we chant the holy names of Krishna and offer obeisances with our body and mind, then we will overcome all problems. Sarva papa pranashnam, all the sinful reactions are uprooted and all the problems are also taken away from our path. That is the power of chanting the holy name of Krishna. नारायण नाम नरो नराणाम प्रसिद्ध चौर कथित पृथिव्याम अनेक जन्मार्जित पाप संचरम हरति अशेषम श्रुति मात्रमेव। The Puranas have described there is no greater thief in a positive sense than the holy name of the Lord. Why? प्रसिद्ध चौर कथित पृथिव्याम। There are so many thieves in this world, but they only end up stealing our pocket, our money. But the holy name of Krishna can steal the sins that we have committed over lifetimes. Aneka janma arjita papa sanchayam harati ashesham shruti matrameva. Not just by chanting, just by hearing the sound vibration of Krishna's holy name. What we have collected over lifetimes in the form of sins and offenses and contamination in the mirror of our consciousness can all be uprooted just by the chanting of the holy name. So much so that in the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, Yajnanam japa yajnyosmi. Of all fire sacrifices, I am the sacrifice of the chanting of the holy name. This is the power, this is the importance, this is the significance of Krishna's name. Even our Mahaprabhu in Chaitanya Charitamrita has said, Bhajan madhya sarvasreshtha navavida bhakti, Krishna prema Krishna dite dhare mahashakti, tar madhya sarvasreshtha naam sankirtan, nir aparada naam laile paye premathan. That of all limbs, all different paths by which we can get Krishna, the path of bhakti is the highest. And of different limbs on the path of bhakti, the congregational, thunderous chanting of the holy names of Krishna is the best, the easiest, the fastest, the quickest, the surest process of self-realization. Even Srila Sanatan Goswami Pad, in his Brihad Bhagavatamrita, has profusely glorified the chanting of the holy name. He says, Jayati Jayati Nama Ananda Rupam Murare Viramita Nija Dharma Dhyana Pujadi Yatnam. He says, all glories to the process of the chanting of the holy names of Krishna, because it has put a full stop to all processes that has to be done in this world. Viramita nija dharma, dhyana, puja, adiyatnam. There's no need to perform any other spiritual paths. There is no need to undertake any more religious activities. There's no need to perform any more meditation. There's no need to perform any kind of worship if we are with all our mind worshipping the holy name of Sri Hari. वेदे रामायणे चैव पुराणे भारते तथा आदौ अन्ते च मध्ये च हरि सर्वत्र गीयते। In the four Vedas, in the 18 Puranas, in the 108 Upanishads, in the Ramayan, in the Mahabharat, in the beginning, middle and end of all Vedic literature, if there is one topic that is glorified unanimously, that is the glories of the chanting of the holy name of Sri Krishna. Therefore, our Mahaprabhu, he said, प्रभु कहे वैष्णव सेवा नाम संकीर्तन दुई करो शीघ्र पावे कृष्णेर चरण। जस्ट वर्शिप द वैष्णवस एंड चैंट द होली नेम ऑफ कृष्णा। जस्ट डोंट क्रिटिसाइज एनीबॉडी, वर्शिप द वैष्णवस and chant the holy name constantly. Nirantara Krishna naam jahara vadane, sei Vaishnava sreshtha bhajata hara charane. When Mahaprabhu was asked, how do we recognize a Vaishnava? Mahaprabhu said, on whose tongue there is constant utterance of the holy name of Krishna, please understand that person is the highest caliber of Vaishnava in this world, and it is the duty of every living entity to worship his lotus feet. So dear devotees, lifetimes can be spent only in going through the references in Shastra, glorifying the holy name. There are so many verses, there are so many pastimes, there are so many commentaries, and so many different evidences in the scriptures on the glories of the chanting of Krishna's holy name. Now please note, Radha Sange Yada Bhati Tadha Madana Mohana Anyatha Vishwa Mohopi Swayam Madana Mohita. Our Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami has described Krishna is Krishna only when he's standing next to Srimati Radhika, Srimati Radharani. Otherwise, when he's separated from her, even in the Rasalila we see, the gopis are searching for Krishna. And Krishna manifests the form of Narayan. So when Krishna is separated from Srimati Radhika, Srimati Radharani, then he assumes the form of the four-handed Vishnu Murti. And when all the gopis come, still he stands in four hands. But only when Srimati Radharani comes to the scene, two of those four hands melt. And he picks up the flute. He picks up the flute as Shamsundar and starts playing it in a threefold bending form as Radharaman of Vrindavan. So Radha Sange Yada Bhati Tada Madana Mohana. He is all attractive. He is all sweet. He is all wonderful. But his highest sweetness, his highest beauty can be perceived only when he stands next to Srimati Radharani. Tasam avir bhuchauri smayamanam mukham bujam pitam varadhar shragvi sakshad manmatha manmatha. At the end of the Gopi Geet in the 10th canto, it is described, Krishna looked in his most attractive feature, in his sweetest, most wonderful, honey-laden feature of Shamsundar, only when he was in the presence of Srimati Radharani. So we can say that although he attracts cupids in this world, his heart is attracted by the arrows of Cupid, driving it towards the lotus feet of Srimati Radharani. So as we are preparing our hearts, consciousness, in welcoming Srimati Radharani into the barsana of our hearts, we must note that more merciful than Srimati Radharani is the name of Srimati Radharani. Srila Prabhupada in one class, I was listening to the class last week, Prabhupada was explaining the Brajbasis, the residents of Vrindavan, they are very intelligent. Because they know if they say Krishna, Krishna, they may get Krishna or they may not get Krishna. So they chant the name of Radharani and Prabhupada says, Jai Radhe. The Brajbasis say Jai Radhe because they know by calling out to the name of Srimati Radharani, Krishna comes under their control. So although the name of Krishna is glorified profusely in Shastra and the name of Krishna is all merciful, Krishna, Krishneti, Krishneti, Krishneti cha punah punah. Prahlad Maharaj is saying in the Puranas that if someone chants the name of Krishna, then he's all pure and all purifying. But the question to be asked is, does Krishna do any japa? Does Krishna himself chant japa or he only listens to our japa? Well, Krishna listens to our japa when we chant his names, but Shastra describes he himself is absorbed in chanting the name of Srimati Radharani. Srila Raghunath Das Goswami, while calling out to the 108 names of Sri Radha, he says, Vraja Chandrendriya Grama Vishrama Vidushalika Krishna Sarvendriyon Madi Radha Iti Akshara Yugmaka. That Krishna, who is like a very cooling moon in the life of the Brajbasis, he is the pleasure grove of happiness in the bumblebee hearts of the Brajbasis, but that Krishna himself finds the name of Srimati Radharani, Radha, these two syllables, as the resting place for all his senses. Which means through his eyes he's weeping, through his ears he's hearing, through his tongue he's chanting, through the heart he's feeling separation. as he's calling out to these two syllables, Radha. Raghunath Das Goswami says, Krishna Sarvendriyon Madhi Radha Iti Akshara Yugmaka. These two syllables, Radha, they drive Krishna transcendently ecstatic. Sripad Prabodhananda Saraswati has also confirmed this by saying, Yad Japa Sakrdeva Gokulapater Akar Shakastat Kshanat Yatra Prema Vatam Samasta Purushar Teshu Spure Tuchata Yenna Mankita Mantra Japana Paro Pritya Swayo Madhava Shri Krishno Pitadad Bhutam Spuratume Radheti Varnak Twayam. Sripad Prabodhananda Saraswati says, Yad Japa Sakradeva Gokulapater Akarshakastakshanat. That name, Radha, these two syllables, when uttered just once, Gokulapati, the master of Gokul, Sri Krishna, Akarshakastakshanat, gets captivated, captured, hypnotized, mesmerized, completely under control. Just by hearing these two syllables, Radha, Krishna, the Lord of Gokul, comes under control. And not just that, Yatra Premavatam Samasta Purusharteshu Spure Tuchhata. The Vaishnavas in Vrindavan, when they chant Radha, these two syllables, they find every material and spiritual goal to be insignificant compared to the joy of just calling out to the names of Radharani. Yan Namankita Mantra Japana Para Pritya Swayam Madhava. Krishna himself chants japa of the name of Radharani. Yan namankita mantra japana. Japana means japa. It is described Bhagori Rishi, Krishna's guru, Nanda Maharaj's guru in Vrindavan. He gave a Narayan mantra to Krishna to chant. And when Krishna started chanting the Narayan mantra, he didn't find so much joy. Mother Yashoda told Krishna, please sit in the temple hall and chant the name of Narayana. And Krishna tried to roll his fingers under a cloth as if chanting Gayatri, chanting the name of Narayana, chanting the names of Vishnu. But Krishna is trying to chant the name of Narayana. But Akhila Rasamrita Murti, he who is the abode of all mellows in Vrindavan, Rasik Shekhar, Shyam Sundar, Radha Raman, Braja Chandra, Vrindavan Bihari Krishna, Radha Raman Krishna, Radha Shyam Sundar Krishna, Radha Gopinath Krishna, Radha Vrindavan Chandra Krishna, he was not relishing the name of Narayan as much. So he was getting bored and distracted, and he's looking around, and Mother Yashoda is looking from the window of the kitchen. And she tells Krishna, focus, focus on the mantra. And Brinda Devi, understanding Krishna's innermost desires, sends her parrot there. And the parrot comes and starts talking things of Vrindavan. What's happening? The present day news. And as the parrot starts speaking, the parrot starts describing Srimati Radharani. And as the parrot starts to describe Srimati Radharani, Krishna, who till now was distracted, now suddenly gets attracted. And his ears have become like pots drinking the nectar of the glories of Srimati Radharani. And at one point, the bird forgets what she was speaking. So the last word that the bird said was dhara. Dhara means flow of nectar. Now, as we say in America, bird brain. If we don't remember something, we say, oh, I have a short brain. I have a bird brain. So the bird in Vrindavan, of course, doesn't have bird brain, has big brain, biggest brain. But covered by yoga maya, the bird forgot the order in which she was speaking. So instead of saying dhara, which means a flood of nectar, she forgot the order and said Radha. And as soon as Krishna heard these two syllables, hair stood on end, voice was choking, tears were streaming from his eyes, he was trembling, and his body was turning golden as he was hearing the name of Radharani. And now, instead of chanting his mantra for 30 minutes, he was sitting there chanting 3 hours. And Mother Yashoda is looking from the window of the kitchen, feeling proud of how much her son is absorbed in the chanting of the holy name. Of course, she was not aware of what name he was chanting. So, Yan Namankita Mantra Japana Para Pritya Swayam Madhava. Madhava himself, whose lotus feet is worshipped by demigods, he chants japa of the name of Radharani. Shri Krishnopi tad adbhutam spuratu me Radha iti varnadvayam. These two syllables, Radha, which please the heart of Krishna, Shripad Prabhodananda Saraswati says, may they please my heart by manifesting in my heart. Kalindi tatakunja mandiragato yogindravat yatpada jyotir dhyana parasada japatiyam premashru purno hari kena pyadbhutamullasadrati rasanandena sammohito saradheti sada ridhi spuratu me vidyaparadvi akshara. Shripad Prabodhananda Saraswati continues by saying, Kalindi tata kunja mandira gato. Krishna gets into a temple, mandira gata. He gets into a temple where Kalindi tata kunja, on the banks of Kalindi, in a grove temple made by Brinda Devi on the banks of the Jamuna, Krishna enters and sits there. How? Yogindravat, like the king of yogis. And what does he do? Yad pada jyoti dhyana. He meditates on the effulgence coming from the lotus feet of Srimati Radharani. And para sada japati ayam prema shru purno hari. And with tears streaming from his eyes, he is chanting something. And we can't know what he is chanting because he is murmuring. His lips are moving. His tongue is moving. His tears are streaming from his eyes. And in ecstatic symptoms, his body is trembling as he's relishing. Shripad Prabodhananda Saraswati says, Kena api adbhutam. What is this astonishing name that he is chanting? Ullasadrati, Rasananda Sammohito. That name which is filled with ecstatic bliss and which can bring bliss in the heart of Krishna, who is bliss personified. Those two syllables are Radha, Sada Ridhi Spuratume. He is praying, may these two syllables appear in the courtyard of my heart. Vidya paradvyakshara. These two syllables, when chanted, they bring in the knowledge of the four Vedas and beyond in the heart of the chanter. Someone can be very intelligent. Someone can be very scholarly. Someone can be very talented. Someone can be very skilled. Someone can be very gifted in so many arts like singing and dancing. Someone can be an excellent leader. Someone can have all of these qualities. But if we don't chant the names of Krishna, it is like a body without a soul. Because Tara Madhya Sarvasreshta Naam Sankirtan, Mahaprabhu put chanting of the holy name as the topmost. Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur Prabhupada quotes that the 64 limbs of Rupa Goswami's Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, the 64 limbs of Bhakti, of them the top five are Sadhu Sangha, association with the devotees, Naam Kirtan, chanting the holy name, Bhagavata Shravan, to hear Srimad Bhagavatam, Mathura Vas, to live in Vrindavan, Shri Murti Prem Seva, to worship the deity. And Shripad Prabhodan and Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur Prabhupada says, of these five limbs of bhakti, ekanga bhakti, the highest is to call out to the name of the Lord. And we know, Vasudeva Sutam Devam Kamsa Chanura Mardhanam Devaki Paramanandam Krishnam Mande Jagadgurum. Krishna is the guru for the whole creation. And what does a guru do? Apanina kaila dharma shikhai na jaye, ehi to siddhanta gita bhagavate gaye, apani karimu bhakta bhav angikar, apani karimu bhakti shikhamu shabar. Our Chaitanya Charitamrita describes, one should not preach something that one is not following. An acharya is he who teaches by personal example. And Krishna is the greatest teacher. So how can he tell us to chant japa when he himself is not chanting japa? So therefore, it is a proof that Krishna is also chanting japa. As Mahaprabhu, he is chanting the names of Krishna. And as Krishna himself, he is chanting the names of Srimati Radhika, Radharani. Therefore, Shripad Prabodhananda Saraswati says, Vidya paradvyakshara, that Krishna who is the source of all knowledge, he himself takes shelter of the chanting of the holy name of the greatest devotee, Srimati Radharani. Shripad Prabodhananda Saraswati continues, Devanamata bhakta mukta suridam atyanta duram chayat premananda rasam mahasukhakaram chocharitam prematah premna karana yate japatyathamuda gayatyathalishthayam jalpatyashru mukho haristadamritam radha iti me jivanam. He mentions this name of Radharani is so confidential. Devanam Bhakta Mukta Suhrida Atyanta Duram. This name of Radharani is not heard in the heavenly planetary systems. This name of Radharani is not found in the Bhu Bhuva Suva Ma Jana Tapa Satyam up to Brahmaloka. This name of Radharani is not found in Vaikuntha. Jai and Vijay have never heard these two syllables, Radha. Even Vishnu and Lakshmi don't chant the name of Radharani. In Vaikuntha, this name is not found. In Ayodhya, this name is not found. Of course, this name is eternally manifesting everywhere. But it is so rare that the Vaikuntha Vasis are busy chanting Purusha Sukta. They don't chant the glories of Radharani. And therefore, Gaudiya Vaishnavas don't aspire to go to Vaikuntha. Na yoga siddhi, na mamastu moksho, Vaikuntha lokepi na parshvadattam, mamastu vrinda vana eva vasa, mamastu vrinda vana eva vasa, mamastu vrinda vana eva vasa. Shripad, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur has said, O Radharani, please never send me to Vaikuntha. Why? Because your name is not found there. Where there is no Giriraj Govardhan, where there is no flowing of the Jamuna River, where there are no forests of Vrindavan, where there is no dust from the lotus feet of Srimati Radharani, where there are no Kalpavriksha trees of Vrindavan, where there are no associates of Radha and Krishna's pastimes, and where there is no name of Radharani found, what will a Gaudiya Vaishnav do there? So Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur has said, those who want to go to Vaikuntha and Ayodhya, they are always welcome. But as far as I am concerned, lifetime after lifetime, I want to live in the groves of Vrindavan. This is why in the Tulsi Aarti we say, Je tumar sharanaloy tara vancha purna hoy, kripa kori koro tare Vrindavanavasi. Make me a resident of Vrindavan, where the name of Sri Radha is heard at every street. The name of Radharani is not found even in Dwaraka, not heard in Mathura. So, Devanam Ati Durlabham. Prabodhananda Saraswati is saying, the name of Radharani is confidential even for the demigods. The lifespan of Brahma that he lives of 311 trillion 40 billion years, he prefers to be the four hills of Barsana as Dangad, Mangad, Bhangad and Vilasgad to get the dust of Sri Radha's lotus feet than to live 311 trillion 40 billion years as the creator of the material universe. Uddhava prefers to be the dust at the lotus feet of Srimati Radharani by becoming a blade of grass. Asamaho charana renu jushama hamsyam brindavane kimapi gulmalata ushadhinam ya dustyajam swajana marya patam cha hritva pejur mukunda padavim shrutimrigyam eva. Uddhava says, I prefer to be a blade of grass to get the dust of Sri Radha's lotus feet. But I don't want to be Uddhava in Mathura and Dwaraka. Let me be in Vrindavan. Narada Muni is ready to become Nardi Gopi from a sannyasi by bathing in Kusum Sarovar. Lord Shiva is ready to bathe in Mansarovar and become Gopeshwar Mahadev, only to be a maidservant of Srimati Radharani in the pastimes of Radha and Krishna. So Sripad Prabodhananda Saraswati says, Devanam. For the demigods, these two syllables, Radha, is a far-fetched reality. They don't even hear it. Ata bhakta, even for devotees, you see from so many sampradayas, there are devotees who worship demigods, there are Vaishnavas who worship Vishnu, there are Vaishnavas who worship Ramachandra, there are Vaishnavas who worship other incarnations like Nrisimhadev, and there are devotees who worship Krishna alone, like Udupi Krishna and others. But still we find the prioritization of the worship of Srimati Radharani is not found. Prabhupada Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur said, other sampradayas worship Radharani because she stands next to Krishna. Krishna is their main focus. And because Radharani has one Krishna's heart, they give her a flower too. But the Gaudiya Vaishnavas don't worship Radharani like that. Prabhupada Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur said, we primarily worship the lotus feet of Srimati Radharani. And because Krishna has won her heart, we give him a flower too. So therefore, those who worship Vishnu are Vaishnavas. Those who worship Krishna are Karshnavas. And those who worship Gauri, Gauri is the name of Radharani, they are Gaudiyas. The followers of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu prioritize the worship of Srimati Radharani's lotus feet. Radharani's name, form, qualities, pastimes, attributes, dham, service, and associates. This is the meditation of the Gaudiya Vaishnavas. Therefore, it is said, Jadi Gaur na hoito, tabe ki hoito, kemane dhare tamde, Radhar Mahima. How will this world have known the glories of Srimati Radharani if our Sachinandan Gaur Hari had not manifested? You can see, before Mahaprabhu and Rupa Goswami manifested, all the Krishnas stood alone. Govindji stood alone. Gopinath stood alone. Vajranab installed the Krishna deities. But it was our Mahaprabhu who gave all these Krishnas who were standing their respective Radharani. And then Govind became Radha Govind. Gopinath became Radha Gopinath. Damodar became Radha Damodar. And of course, when for Gopal Bhatta Goswami, they manifested in one form. He's actually Krishna. But his name is Radharaman. You can see, when we go to other temples, we say, oh, I am going to Govindji. I am going to Gopinath. I am going to Madan Mohan. But have you heard ever somebody say, I'm going to Raman for darshan? Never. Although his form is one, the name of Radharani is so inclusive of that form. So our Gaudiya Parampara, Jaya Jaya Radha Nama Vrindavana Jaradhama Krishna Sukha Vilasera Nidhi Heno Radha Gunagan Nashunile Morakan Vanchita Karila Mare Vidhi. Shripad Narottam Das Thakur, Srila Narottam Das Thakur in his celebrated Prem Bhakti Chandrika, he writes, I bow down to the name of Sri Radha. Jaya Jaya Radha Nam, Vrindavana Jaradham, and to that abode of Vrindavan, which is the playground of Srimati Radharani. Krishna Sukha Vilasera Nidhi. Krishna lives in the playground of Radharani, that is Vrindavan. So much so that Krishna has taken a vow. Vrindavanam Parityajya Padam Ekam Na Gacchati. I will never leave Vrindavan. But he never says that about Mathura. He never says that about Dwarka. He never says that about Vaikuntha. He never says that about any abode except Vrindavan. Why, dear devotees? Because Vrindavan is the place where Sri Radha lives. He can say, I can leave Dwarka, the 16,108 queens, and he can come to Mathura. Then he can leave Mathura and he can come to Vrindavan. But leaving Vrindavan, leaving Giriraj, leaving Jamuna, leaving the groves of Vrindavan, leaving the trees of Vrindavan, leaving the full moon night of Sharad Purnima, leaving the singing and dancing with Srimati Radharani, leaving the chanting of the holy names of Sri Radha and the meditation on the effulgence coming from her lotus feet, where else can Krishna go? So Srila Narottam Das Thakur has said, Heno Radha Gunagan Na Shunile Morakan Vanchita Karila More Vidhi. If someone lives their life without prioritizing the worship of the lotus feet of Srimati Radharani, Narottam Das Thakur says their life is not worth living. This is the position, the reverential, respectable position of Srimati Radharani in our tradition. So Prabodhananda Saraswati says that there are devotees in other sampradayas also who worship even Krishna, but they don't worship with Radharani. Like in South India, many times you can see a lot of Krishna temples, but you talk about Radharani, they become uncomfortable. They will ask, why not Satyabhama? Why not Lakshmi? Why not Rukmini? So Sripad Prabodhananda Saraswati says, the name of Radha is so confidential, not heard in hell, not heard in heaven, and even on earth, in other sampradayas, it is not heard. And those who are liberated, mukta, even those rishis don't know the name of Radha. And then even in Vaikuntha, it is not heard. Even in eternal Ayodhya, Dwaraka and Mathura, it is not heard. And even in Vrindavan, eternal Goloka of Vrindavan, the servants of Krishna don't hear it. And most friends of Krishna don't hear the name of Radha, except for a few friends like Subal, Sridham, Sudham, Vasudham, Kinkani, Stoka Krishna, the Priya Narmasakas. So the name of Radha is so confidential that straight from the groves of Vrindavan, Golokera Premadhana, Harinama Sankirtana. Straight from Goloka Vrindavan, this name has manifested. And you can see in Vrindavan, when we go to Bhuloka Vrindavan, Vrindavan on earth, even the rickshaw fellows, even the hawkers on the street, those selling vegetables, they are also chanting the name of Radha. What is not heard in Vaikuntha is heard in Vrindavan, Sri Vrindavan Dham. Therefore, Prabodhananda Saraswati says, Atyanta Duram, This name is so confidential that it is the most well-kept confidential secret in the whole of creation. And premananda rasam mahasukakaram chocharitam prematah, if these two syllables are chanted, then it brings a burst of joy in the heart of the chanter. And premna akaranayate japati atha muda gayati atha lishvayam. What does Krishna do? Premna, with joy, akaranayate. He listens to these syllables, he chants them, he sings them, and he remembers them with a lump of emotion in his throat. Ashru mukho haristadamritam. He, that Hari, who takes away everything from us, everything inauspicious from us, he himself cries in joy by chanting the two-syllabled Radha, Radha, Radha. By chanting the name of Radharani, Krishna is crying. And therefore, Radha namaiva karyam yanudinam militam sadhana dhisha koti tyajya nirajya radha pada kamala sudham sampurnarthagra koti radha pada jalila bhuvi jayati sada manda mandara koti shri radha kinkari nam lutati charano adbhuta siddhi koti. Shripad Prabodhananda Saraswati says that if someone takes shelter of the lotus feet of Srimati Radharani, if someone remembers the name of the holy name of Srimati Radharani, then millions and millions of spiritual practices will naturally become depreciated, and they give up. The chanter will give up all spiritual practices except chanting constantly. Millions and millions of human goals which we worshipped in the past, they will all become insignificant. Millions and millions of wish-fulfilling trees in the playground of Sri Radharani's Vrindavan, which are decorated by her footprints and which are the source of mystic perfections. Those trees and leaves are also chanting the name of Radha. And millions of material and spiritual perfections roll at the lotus feet of Radharani's maidservants who are constantly calling out to the name of Radha. Shripad Prabodhananda Saraswati says, Anulikhyanantam tadaparadham madhupate mahaprema vishtastava paramadeyam vimrishati tavaikam sri radhe grinata iha namam ritarasam mahimna kasimam sprashutu tava dasyaikamanasam. That if somebody calls out to the name of Radha, calls out to the name of Radhe, Jai Radhe, Jai Radhe, then what happens? Krishna tears the pages of the sins and offenses that that person may have committed over lifetimes. Let's say if someone has committed millions and millions of offenses, millions and millions of sins, millions and millions of wrongdoings over lifetimes, and Krishna, let's say, has a notebook filled with all this. As soon as someone calls out Jai Radhe, Jai Radhe, and takes shelter of Radharani's lotus feet, Krishna, Anulikhyanantam sadaparadan madhupate, Madhupati, Krishna himself, tears to pieces such offenses, the account of such offenses. Therefore, dear devotees, in the Prem Bhakti Chandrika, Srila Narottam Das Thakur says, Krishna nama gane bhai Radhika charana pai Radha nama gane Krishna chandra. That if someone calls out to the name of Radha, they will definitely get the lotus feet of Krishna. And if someone calls out to the name of Krishna, then they will get the lotus feet of Sri Radha. Radhika charana renu bhushana kariyatanu anayase pavi giridhari. Radhika charanashray je kore se mahashay taramui jay balihari. In the same Prem Bhakti Chandrika, Srila Narottam Das Thakur has said that anyone who takes shelter of Sri Vrindavan Dham, even if physically not possible, mentally one should remember Sri Vrindavan. Taking shelter of the names of Radharani, taking shelter of the dust of the lotus feet of Radharani. Radhika charanashray je kore se mahashay taramui jay balihari. Narottam Das Thakur has said, anybody who takes shelter of Radharani, he is a mahashay. He is a great devotee. And to him, I say, jay, 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 all glories, all glories, all glories. Because you have taken shelter of the most merciful Sri Radha. Even it is described by Gaur Kishor Das Babaji Maharaj. Kothai go premamai Radhe Radhe. Kothai go premamai Radhe Radhe. राधे राधे गो जाया, राधे राधे कोथाय गो प्रेमामयी, राधे राधे राधे। देखा दिए प्राण राखो राधे राधे, राधे तोमार कांगाल तोमाय डाके, राधे राधे कोथाय गो प्रेमामयी, राधे राधे। श्रील गौर किशोर दास बाबाजी महाराज सेज, ओ राधा रानी वेर आर यू, वेर आर यू। श्रील गौर किशोर दास बाबाजी महाराज स्पेंट 30 इयर्स डियर डिवोटीज जस्ट मूविंग अराउंड द 12 फॉरेस्ट ऑफ वृंदावन सर्चिंग आउट फॉर राधा एंड कृष्ण, एंड एट द एंड ही क्राइज आउट दैट ओ राधा रानी, ओ मर्सिफुल, ओ ओशन ऑफ ऑल स्वीटनेस एंड कंपैशन, वेर आर यू। देखा दिए प्राण रखो, प्लीज गिव दर्शन एंड सेव माई लाइफ। So Radharani is asking, who is calling out to me? So Srila Gaur Kishor Das Babaji Maharaj says, Tomar Kangal Tomaye Dake, the beggar of your mercy is calling out to you. Please give me darshan. So in this way, we can see, dear devotees, in our Gaudiya Parampara, whether it is Narottam Das Thakur, or whether it is Sripad Prabodhananda Saraswati, or whether it is Srila Raghunath Das Goswami, or whether it is Srila Gaur Kishor Das Babaji Maharaj, we can see that the name of Radharani is profusely glorified. In fact, in Shastra, beyond the Gaudiya Parampara also, the name of Radharani has been glorified. Ra uccharana matrena yami shravana lobhata dha uccharanam pascha dadami bhakti muttamam. Krishna has said, if someone says Ra, then I become very eager to hear what they are going to say next. Because if they say Ma, then they're calling out to me, Rama. But instead, if they say Dha after Ra, then I run to them and I give them pure devotional service. This verse comes in the Shastra. There is another verse which has described what Krishna gives. Listen to this. Ra uccharanat eva spito bhavati madhava, dha uccharanat paschat dhavati eva sasambrama. That if someone says Ra, then a volcano of happiness starts moving in the heart of Krishna. Wait a minute. Somebody said, somebody called out Ra. And Dha Shabda Uccharanat Paschad. And if someone says Dha after that, then Dhavati Sasambrahma. Krishna becomes intoxicated and he comes running behind the devotee because he has called out to the name of Radha. And so many verses can be said. Even from a material perspective, what gains are there? Refo hi koti janmagham karma bhogam shubhashubham akarat garbhavasam cha mrityum cha rogamutsrujet dhakar ayusho hanim akaro bhavabandhanam shravana smaranok for authenticity. Otherwise, what is the point of me coming here? I have not come here to speak things of my own mind, because what is the use of speaking my mind, which is contaminated and polluted? So our duty is to only present what our predecessor acharyas have given. So in this Shastra, it is said, if someone says Ra, in the word Radha, there are four parts. Ra, A, Dha, A. Then it becomes Radha. So if someone says Ra, then koti janmagam karma bhogam shubhashubham, then sins of millions and millions of births get burned to ashes. And all our wrongdoings are forgiven just by saying Ra. And if someone says Ah, then birth, old age, disease and death gets destroyed. And if someone says Dha, then if there is any inauspiciousness supposed to come in our life in the future, they get destroyed. And if someone says Ah at the end, then one goes back home, back to Godhead. So if Shravana Smaranokti Bhya Pranashanti Na Samushaya, just by hearing and chanting this Radha, the name of Radharani, then one becomes free of everything materially contaminating, and one attains the highest aspiration spiritually to attain the abode of Radha and Krishna's sweet pastimes, Sri Vrindavan Dham. So after hearing all this, In our heart, there must be a question. What is that question? The question must be, if the name of Radha, 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 Radha has been glorified so profusely, then why are we chanting Hare Krishna? This question must rise for every Gaudiya Vaishnav. Because Mahaprabhu gave us the chanting of Hare Krishna Mahamantra. And we are chanting Hare Krishna Mahamantra. We are not chanting Radha, Radha, Radha. No, we are chanting Hare Krishna. So the question must rise, if the name of Radha is so glorious, which is most glorious, most purifying, most uplifting, most auspicious, then shouldn't we just chant Radha, Radha, Radha all day and night? Then why are we chanting Hare Krishna? This question must rise. We can see, dear devotees, the name of Krishna is individually glorified. The name of Radha is individually glorified. But we must note that if you go to the ear of Srimati Radharani and say Radha, 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 do you think it's going to please her? She's going to stuff her ear. She doesn't like to hear Radha. If you go to Krishna and you say Krishna, 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 he doesn't like to hear his glories. But if you go to Krishna and you say Radha, 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 oh, he's trembling in ecstatic bliss. And Krishna's never alone. Radharani is sitting next to him. So if you go to Radharani and if you say Krishna, 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 then she's trembling in transcendental emotion. Our Shachinandan Gaurahari taught us to chant Krishna, 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 hey. Why? Because as Gaudiyas, we aspire to be in Radharani's camp. And being at the lotus feet of Srimati Radharani, if we chant Krishna, 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 Radharani is ecstatically happy with such a maidservant, in contrast to going and chanting Radha, Radha in her presence. So therefore, in our sampradaya, yes, Radharani is on the pedestal, the crest jewel of our worship. But we must note, Jivane Nidhane Nityam Radha Krishnau Gatirmama. Radha and Krishna can never be separated. There are sampradayas who worship only Radharani, and there are sampradayas who worship only Krishna. But we as Gaudiya Vaishnavas, we worship Radha and Krishna together. You can see in all the bhajans, Radha Krishna Pranamor Jugala Kishor Jivane Morane Gati Aranahimor. Our Narottam Das Thakur in the Prarthana book, he has said, Radha and Krishna are my life and soul because they're inseparables. How can you take the moonlight away from the moon? How can you take the heat and light of the fire away from the fire? How can you take the whiteness away from the milk? How can you take away the fragrance away from the musk? In this way, Radha and Krishna are inseparables. Krishna gehe stita Radha, Radha gehe stito Hari, Jivane nidhane nityam Radha Krishna gatir mama, Krishna dehe stita Radha, Radha dehe stito Hari, Jivane nidhane nityam Radha Krishna gatir mama, Neelam varadhara Radha, Pitam varadharo Hari, Jivane nidhane nityam Radha Krishna gatir mama. Vrindavaneshwari Radha Krishna Vrindavaneshwaraha Jivane Nidhane Nityam Radha Krishna Gatir Mama. Our Jiva Goswami Pad has worshipped Radha and Krishna together. Narottam Das Thakur has chanted Radha and Krishna, Radha Krishna Pranamur together. Our Bhakti Vinod Thakur says Jaya Jaya Radha Krishna Yugala Milan Arati Korove Lalitadi Sakhi Gan. That Lalita and Vishaka are serving not Radharani alone, and not Krishna alone, but Radha and Krishna together, together on the beautiful, bedecked, diamond-studded, golden throne of Vrindavan under the Kalpavriksha trees. We can see Radha and Krishna are worshipped together. Jaya Radhe, Jaya Krishna, Jaya Vrindavan. Sri Govinda Gopinath Madana Mohan. Similarly, we can see Divyad Vrinda Ranya Kalpa Drumada Srimad Ratna Gar Simhasanastau Srimad Radha Srila Govinda Devo Prishtha Libhi Sevyamano Smarami Sriman Rasara Sarambhi Vamshi Vatatatasthitaha Karshan Venu Swanair Gopi Gopinatha. Before that Gopi, then Gopinath. Gopi is Radha. Karshan Venu Swanair Gopi, that is Radharani, and then Gopinath. Similarly, Jayatam Surato Pangor Mama Manda Matergati Matsarvasva Padam Bhojo Radha Madana Mohano. Together, Radha Damodar, राधा गोविंद, राधा गोपीनाथ, राधा कृष्ण। भक्ति विनोद ठाकुर है सर, राधा कृष्ण बोल बोल बोलो रे सोभाई, राधा कृष्ण बोल बोल बोलो रे सोभाई। चैंट द नेम ऑफ राधा एंड कृष्ण, नॉट इंडिविजुअली, बिकॉज वी वॉन्ट टू गिव प्लेजर टू बोथ। बाय चैंटिंग द नेम ऑफ राधा कृष्ण इज प्लीज्ड, बाय चैंटिंग द नेम ऑफ कृष्ण राधा इज प्लीज्ड, एंड टू प्लीज बोथ ऑफ देम इज द गोल ऑफ आवर लाइफ, इज द गोल ऑफ आवर लाइफ। In Barsana, there is a place called Sankhari Khor. Sankhari Khor is a place, however thin or however plump we may be, only one person can pass to that passage. There are two hills like this, and there's a walking pathway in the middle. Two people can't walk together. It's so narrow that only one person must pass. What does that mean? If you want to pass through and get to the groves of Vrindavan, we can't have multiple desires in our heart. There must be only one desire that can pass. And that desire is, I want to serve Radha and Krishna and nothing else. Absolutely nothing else. This should be our desire. Therefore, before every Bhagavatam class, Srila Prabhupada instituted the singing of Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur's Jaya Radha Madhava Kunj Bihari. We are not just saying Radha, Radha, Radha there. And we are not just saying Madhava, Madhava, Madhava. We start the Srimad Bhagavatam class by Jaya Radha Madhava. Which Radha Madhava? Kunja Bihari. Those who perform pastimes in Vrindavan. Gopi Jana Vallabha Giri Varadhari. To protect the gopis, he lifted the Govardhan. Yashoda Nandana Vrajajana Ranjana Yamuna Tiravanachari. He, as the child of Mother Yashoda, gives pleasure to the whole of Vrindavan. But he himself frolics on the banks of Jamuna with Srimati Radharani. That divine couple of Vrindavan is whom we worship. Even Srila Raghunath Das Goswami has said, Radheti nama navasundara sidu mugdam, Krishneti nama madhuradbhuta gada dugdam, sarvakshanam surabiraga himena ramyam, kritva tadaiv rasane spratek shudarthe. That he has given a very beautiful, very, very beautiful example. He says, Radheti nama navasundara sidu mugdam, Krishneti nama madhuradbhuta gada dugdam. He says, Krishna's name is like sweet milk. And Srimati Radharani's name is like sugar. So children like to mix sugar and drink with milk because it becomes very sweet. So he says that milk is Krishna's name and the sugar cubes are Radharani's name. Mix them together. And if you want it cold, add the ice cubes of devotion and drink this beverage every second on the desert-like tongue of the conditioned soul. So our tongue is like a desert without any drop of water, what to speak of amrit or nectar. And Raghunath Das Goswami says, Krishna's name is like milk, dugdam. And Radharani's name is the sweetness, the sugar. Mix them together and add the ice cubes of devotion. And pibame rasane, O tongue, O desert-like tongue, who has not tasted the nectar of bhakti, please drink this very beautiful beverage for all times to come. So therefore, we can see it is important to chant the names of both, divine couple, to please both of them, because they are our life and soul. They are our life and soul. We don't like to separate them. We don't like to separate them in forms. We don't like to separate them in devotion and in names also. Like on our altar, we can see Radha Krishna together. But please note, dear devotees, they are not always together. It is a great festival when they come together. Because Jatila and Kutila, they keep Radharani at home. And it's very difficult for Radharani at home. So Radharani's home is like a forest filled with wild animals. And Radharani's forest of Vrindavan is her actual home. So her home is like a forest and her forest is like a home. So Radharani finds it difficult. And Krishna also finds it difficult through his friends and his cowherd responsibilities to come and meet Srimati Radharani. So both are invariably separate. But when they come together by the divine arrangement of Brinda Devi, then it's a festival. So we as aspiring followers of the residents of Vrindavan, we want to keep them. They're already pretty separate. And it's a great festival to bring them together. So even in the names, we want them to be together. So therefore, we chant Radha and Krishna's names together and not separated. Never. So then the question could be, why not chant Radhe Krishna, Radhe Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Radhe Radhe, Radhe Shyam, Radhe Shyam, Shyam Shyam, Radhe Radhe? Because it's a very powerful mantra from the Nimbark Sampradaya. Why not chant that? Yes, it's a very powerful chant. But dear devotees, the name Hara is that name of Radharani where she steals. The word Hara comes from the root word Haranam, Apaharanam, to steal. So what does she steal? You see, Krishna is a very big thief. Braje prasiddham navanita chauram, gopanga nanam cha dukula chauram, aneka janmar jitapapa chauram, chauragraganyam purusham namami, shri radhikayai ridayasya chauram, navam udasya malakanti chauram, padashritanam cha samasta chauram, chauragraganyam purusham namami. Krishna is a thief because he steals the complexion of the rain cloud. He steals the heart of Srimati Radharani. He steals all our sins away. He steals the butter in the neighbor's house. He's a big thief. Right? So everybody knows Krishna is a transcendental trickster. But it's always fun when the thief gets stolen. When something gets stolen from the mega thief, or that sensation. So the word Radha means the greatest worshipper, Aradhana. Radhyate yayasa Radha. She who worships Krishna is called Radha. But more intimate than that is she who's so dear to Radha, so dear to Krishna as Radha, that she can even sometimes steal his flute. And Krishna is searching for the flute everywhere. He who on the power of his flute can steal everyone's heart, Radharani, as Bansi Chorni, as the stealer of the flute, can sometimes steal Krishna's flute, and Krishna's searching everywhere, where is my flute? And the Sakhis are laughing because it is Radha who has stolen Krishna's flute. She steals Krishna's mind. She steals Krishna's heart. And when Krishna chants Radharani's name, she steals everything from him. So that the name of Radha is Hara, she who steals everything away. And when you call out to she who has stolen everything away from Krishna to kindly steal our hearts too at her lotus feet, then that invocation is called Hare. So naturally now we are convinced about Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Now why include Rama there? Dear devotees, the word Rama here doesn't refer to, yes, it can refer to Balaram, it can refer to Parashuram, it can refer to Sitaram. But in the path of worshipping Radha Krishna, the word Rama refers to Radharaman. Ra refers to Radha. Ma refers to Madhusudan or Madhava. Rakara Srimati Radha, Makara Madhusudano, Dvayo Vigraha Samyogat, Rama Nama Iti Kila. So when Radharani and Krishna are separated and when the Sakhis bring them together, Ra from Radha and Ma from Madhusudana come together. And the meeting of Radha and Krishna is called Rama. Rama Leela. So therefore, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, in his Bhajan Rahasya and Harinam Chintamani, he has described that initially, Radha and Krishna are together as Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. But then when they separate, Radharani calls out, Krishna, Krishna. And what does Krishna call out? Hare, Hare. Oh, stealer of my flute and stealer of my heart. And then now the Sakhis are thinking, we have to get them together. Now, when they get them together, it's no longer Krishna, it is Rama. Because Ra from Radha and Ma from Madhusudan. So it's the meeting of Radha and Krishna. Therefore, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. They are meeting. And now when they separate, Radharani calls out, Rama, Rama. Radharaman. Oh, Radharaman. And Krishna calls out, Hare, Hare. Krishna calls out, Hare, Hare. So the last part of the Hare Krishna Mahamantra, are they together or are they separated? Rama, Rama, Hare, Hare. They are separated, right? Do we like to keep them separated? No. Therefore, you have to bring them together and therefore you chant again, Hare Krishna, to keep them together. So in this way, by constantly chanting, Satatam kirtayanto mam yatantascha dridabrata namasyantascha mam bhaktya nitya yukta upasate. By constantly chanting, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. We are worshiping the name of Radharani, worshiping the name of Krishna, keeping them together, and when they're separated, bringing them back together in the absorption of the union and separation pastimes of Sri Vrindavan. That is how deep this Hare Krishna Mahamantra is. And this is the gift of our Shachinandan Gaurahari. The Mahamantra is found in the Shastra, but the mood in which one must chant, that was given by Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu. So therefore, a true Gaudiya is he who worships Radha and Krishna, but in the mood of Shachinandan Gaurahari. It is described. Dhana Mora Nityananda, Pati Mora Gaura Chandra, Prana Mora Jugala Kishore. Srila Narottam Das Thakur said that my life and soul are the divine couple. But who is my guru on that path? That is Mahaprabhu. And if I accidentally fail on that path, then who is my safety net? Nityananda Prabhu. So in this way, by worshipping Gaur Nitai, by worshipping Radha Krishna, we attain everything by following the process given by Srila Prabhupada, given by Rupa Goswami, given by Mahaprabhu, by chanting the holy name. Therefore, although it is very glorious to chant the name of Radha, we as Gaudiyas, we keep Radha and Krishna together by chanting Hare Krishna. Therefore, many times you can see in Vrindavan when the Brajbasis would say Radhe Radhe to Prabhupada, Prabhupada would respond by saying Hare Krishna. Nothing wrong with Radhe Radhe, the name of Radha. That's the Brajbasi perspective. But Prabhupada is teaching all of us. Yes, Radha's name pleases Krishna, but by chanting Hare Krishna, we please the divine couple. So therefore, dear devotees, welcoming Srimati Radharani in the bursana of our heart just before Radhashtami, we thought of sharing some insights on what the scriptures and what our acharyas have spoken on the glory of the glorious name of Srimati Radharani and how as Gaudiya Vaishnavas we can reconcile and implement on our path of bhakti. If there is anything that inspired you in today's session, it is nothing comes to me, nothing comes out of me. It is the glory of our acharyas who have presented with so much compassion through their works. And any mistakes that were committed, please kindly forgive me. Srila Bhaktidhir Damodar Maharaj, I beg repeatedly at your lotus feet, please forgive me for any scriptural deviation, for any passionate presentation. I am a very reckless, passionate person who may sometimes scream and speak very loudly. Please kindly forgive me for any mistakes, whether they are in content or presentation or grammatical usage. In all ways, I am defective. I don't know anything. I am simply speaking theoretical knowledge. Nothing is realized. Nothing is practiced. Nothing is experienced. So it's like me speaking here is like a child trying to touch the moon. The moon of Radha's name is up there, and I am like a dwarf trying to jump and try to touch. So please kindly forgive me, Maharaj. Like a fool, I was blabbering the last few minutes. Please kindly forgive me for any mistakes. Vancha kalpatrubhyascha kripa sindubhya evacha patitanam pavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namaha.